this
for
conference
15
will.
And I, you know, I'm thankful you could join us today and share what's happening in your business and share what a little bit about the experience you're having with Navigate. And I'm not sure all the people on the call are familiar, so you might want to explain a little bit about it. So thank you for joining.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me on the call. I'm really honored that Mary Jo asked us to do the call for her, and I'm just really, really excited about Manatech. I hope you guys all are too. We're moving forward with it. Lots of great things going to happen in 2012. Really excited to hear all the news that's going to be coming out in the next few days. So it really just keeps getting better and better all the time. I was looking yesterday at the new timeline that came out in the Insider. I think if you go to the Manatech website in the library, you'll find the Insider report for, I think, BP1. And they had a timeline in there, the year of success, 2011. And all the great things that are happening with Manatech, the new technology, the patents.
Hello? Doris, are you there?
I appreciate the fact that she was muting so that we didn't hear the toilets flushing anymore, but I think the speaker got out too.
Yeah, you know what? I think I called in and I didn't do the moderator line, so you might have to just keep the
we muted you
keep
out.
It open. Or...
Okay.
That's okay. So I don't know how far I got. Can everybody hear me now? Do you want me to call back on the other line?
Well, if people can keep from running water and chatting and flushing toilets, I think we'll be okay.
Everybody else can mute on star 6.
Right.
Yes, if everybody star 6 is but me, then that would be great. Sorry about that. I called in. I didn't call the moderator line. I called the regular line, not thinking.
That's okay. Good. We've got you.
Okay, so I don't know how far you heard before you muted, but anyways, I was talking about the timeline for success that came out, I think, in the Insider report. It's online in the library, and it's for BP1, I believe. It had kind of a little timeline in there of 2011. And, you know, you look at that and you think that all that Manatech has put into research and development and the product and the new things that have been brought out in the last year have been pretty amazing. And to think what's going to happen in 2012 is pretty exciting. This just keeps getting better and better and better. And you may be sitting back and not doing something or, you know, wondering when it's all going to come together. And it is all come together a year ago. And you got to get moving because there's just so much good information. And Manatech is, like, not stopping. Like, if you're stopped, Manatech hasn't stopped. The people at corporate haven't stopped. And so, you know, you really got to get busy out there. Our technology is huge, all the science that we have and the research that's being done and everything. That is really what I'm passionate about is just, you know, how Manatech just keeps on keeping on and keeps on giving us all of this good science and stuff that other companies don't have. And you shouldn't even be looking at what anybody else is doing or anything else. We have so much more, so much, you know, to offer people. And we will come out, like, you know, we'll be there at the end of everything, and a lot of other people won't. So just, you know, some of the things that we're doing here, I don't know if you guys know, some of you on the call regularly, I know, are from Ontario or from Canada, so you know where we are. But I'm up in London, which is between Detroit and Toronto, so kind of in that area. And we've had a strong business here in Ontario for a long time. We do have business in other countries, in Holland and the United States, Australia, different places like that. But what I decided to do towards the end of 2011, it was just really important for me to want to get a group of leaders together here that are cross-line or, you know, orphaned, whatever, and form an organization like we used to have back when we first started, before we were even, you know, presidential or probably even national. We got together with a group of people here when Manatech first started, and we formed a group called the South, it was called SOMA, Southwestern Ontario Manatech Association. And in the last few years, probably in the last 5 or so years, we were all, you know, leaders and kind of went our own ways and stuff and didn't get together as a group too often, although we still ran regular big presentations together and brought speakers in and stuff. We really didn't have that camaraderie the same and that kind of thing. So towards the end of last year, in December, I decided to start making some phone calls to different people, different leaders, who I wanted to step up to the plate and see them really grow and to be successful with Manatech and have the motivation and the accountability behind them and see if we could help them really bring everybody together. So I'm really excited because last Saturday, just passed, we had a meeting of leaders here in Ontario, and there was probably between 25 and 30 people. And they were anything from regionals all the way to presidentials and bronze presidentials, and anybody who was really wanting to come together and create a strong force of people in this area to create momentum, accountability, leadership, build new leaders, and then just take on responsibility. I think it's really important that you hand over the responsibility, and we haven't done that very well for a while, to people that really want it and allow them to shine. And whether they're, you know, just a strong national or even a strong regional, somebody who is, you know, really wants to do this business and take on leadership skills, I think they need to be learned. It's not something you're just born with. And we had to do it when we first got into Manatech. And there was a few of us here, you know, we weren't, you know, we just had to take over. We had to start creating meetings, bringing speakers in and doing that kind of thing. What we did is we met together as a group, and we asked people to take part in more things. And one of the things that we have is a Super Saturday coming up on February 4th. And I asked people to step up who don't normally maybe speak or take part and take a part in, you know, doing something that they're passionate about for the presentation, like maybe speaking 10 minutes on, you know, whatever topic that really excites them, if it's a certain product or if it's a, you know, a quality or some part of the business they enjoy, follow-up or presentation or motivation, anything like that. So, you know, some really good people stepped up, and they're going to take part for, you know, 10 to 20 minutes in our 3-hour training day that we're having. Another thing that we did here is we decided to cut back our training day and keep it really pumped and exciting, and then a little bit shorter. So the way they do it in Europe is actually their full Super Saturdays are 4 hours long. So it's just compacted information. You don't come back after lunch a little bit tired and, you know, like it's just boom, and then you go out and you really do it. You can meet afterwards and have a networking lunch or something if you want to, but the bulk of the information is done in 3 to 4 hours. So we're going to try that out, and I think it's going to be really, really exciting. So that's, if you're in Ontario anywhere, that's a meeting in Cambridge on February 4th. And if anywhere else that you are at and you want to form a small organization of people who are, you know, going to work together and change and really, you know, promote presentations and that kind of thing, that would be a great idea for you to do. One of the parts about this is to create, I think when we had this meeting on Saturday morning, there was about, I would say, 10 to 12 cities at least represented there. There were people from all different little areas. If we had presentations going on, smaller presentations going on in these little areas, and then feeding into a bigger presentation or a Super Saturday every 6 weeks or 8 weeks, the growth would be huge. And we're going to make a list of all these different areas where these small presentations are going to be going on, And I'll talk later about what the presentation might be, but it could be as simple as the Navigate home workshop that you just, you know, it's a 60-minute presentation where you actually plug in a DVD for 20 of those minutes and allow people to watch that DVD, which explains everything about Manatech and Manatech's product, company, and their mission. So, you know, it's a very simple, duplicatable, what we're trying to get to be is more duplicatable and a lot simpler. So that's something that people can do. Let's see. The main goal with that, I think, with the group is to take massive action and to have accountability. So one of the things that we suggested, we had a little, or I suggested, and a lot of people jumped on it, was to have a group contest to win the iPad. So I had an iPad box, and I opened the iPad box up, and I asked anybody to put their name in this box who was willing to take on the kind of challenge, leadership challenge of the group to win an iPad. And open, if you have to, open a new position to win it in, if you can't win it in your own position. Open a new business position, which will cause growth in your business. Now, you know, you have to follow the rules of Manatech, obviously, but if there's a way for you to open a new position and then make that your goal is to win the iPad in that position, and then continue on. Why not continue on making that position now national and winning the trip in that position and then going on to, you know, these things are going to be announced January 21st. They're going to announce the full running incentive. I think a lot of you know on the call from Mary Jo talking about it that Manatech is going to be announcing January 21st the incentive, the way it's going to run for existing associates. And I believe from what I've heard through the grapevine, it's pretty darn exciting. So be ready for it. That's next Saturday. You're going to find out how that's all going to fit into existing associates and how you can actually, you know, win all of these things just like the other associates, the new associates coming in. But there'll be the iPad, there'll be the trip at the national level within the 6-month period. There'll be the money at executive and presidential. I don't know exactly. I don't even have, you know, any idea how it's all going to come together. That be ready next Saturday, you know, in the next 5 or 6 days you're going to know. And that's the beginning of BP2, and that should be just the beginning of you turning on huge and just running with this thing, because I know there'll be a way for everybody to take part in it right now. So be ready, BP2, beginning of BP2 for big, massive growth, and take everybody with you that's in your downline and move that forward. So, let's see. I think that one thing I do have to say about that, the incentive, the running incentive, the way it's going to be run now, is that it's one of the best things that Manatech could have ever done is to reward the people who are actually building the business and helping others, because that is what network marketing is. When you help others get what they want, you get what you want. And so it is exactly what they're doing here. They're helping people build their business. While building their business, they're incentivizing the people who are doing it as well as the people who are helping to do it. So for those people out there who like to just work to win the incentive and then see you later for the next 6 months, that's not the way the incentive is going to work, because you're going to need to help other people to do that so that you can accelerate your business as well. And to me, that's what Manatech's all about, just getting as many people on board as possible and sharing the products and really, you know, like helping other people. So I don't know if anybody has any questions at this time about anything I've talked about so far, but if you do and you want to ask a question, go ahead, and other than that, I'll continue to talk about the Navigate that I've been using for a little bit. Everything
we have
good
a question
so far?
You can unmute. Very good. If anyone has a question, they can unmute by hitting *7. I think you can go forward.
Okay. One other thing that I did want to mention, can you mute? was the fact that with this leadership group, Canada has decided to do Canada Live presentations. We have been doing them every other month from Canada. They're live presentations that are archived on manitechlive.com, the same as the TNL meetings that go on Tuesday nights. Ours are Thursday night from Canada. And this year we're going to be doing one presentation every month, and that presentation will be live on that particular Thursday night, the first Thursday of every BP. After that, the presentation will be archived, and you'll be able to use that presentation. The reason that what we wanted to do was make these presentations more something that people can use. Not sure what that noise is, but if you're not muted, could you...
Someone must have unmuted. It sounds like a car or something is going.
Maybe they're on their cell phone or something. Okay, that's better.
Yes.
So some of the topics we've decided to for these live presentations to do specific topics that would be probably of interest to people if they were, you know, so that they can go back. It's not always going to just be the same standard presentation and that kind of thing. So some of the topics will be, you know, compensation plan, the real switch incentive. So on February 23rd, I believe, Greg and I will be doing the compensation plan and the real switch incentive. From there, on January 26th, David Rundle and a couple of associates are going to be doing a whole segment on weight loss and the weight loss product and how the people did the weight loss. There's a couple of people here that have lost a tremendous amount of weight with the whole program. So they're excited to share that on January 26th. So that will be coming up and archived. So you'll be able to go back to that presentation and show it again if people are interested in that product or, you know, weight loss specifically. I think a lot of people will be interested once January 21st announcement comes out about how the incentive is actually going to work going forward. We'll have that archived from our presentation on February 23rd. Another one will be in March, I believe it's on attitude and motivation, what you do to keep your motivation and attitude up and that kind of thing. Another one will be on dream building. Another one is on, and these are monthly, so going down through the months. Another one will be on what moms need to know about Manitech products. So there'll be different things about children's products, maybe some of the mother-type products, the skincare, that kind of thing. You know, keeping healthy, that kind of stuff. Sports is another one. So these are just some of the topics that will be archived in the library of different things that you can watch on Manitech Live. So I think we're pretty excited about that. But the best thing about it is we are asking our group from Ontario to take part in these presentations. So there'll be three or four different people helping out with the presentation. You'll get some different feel from it. It'll be a little more exciting to see some other people. They'll be able to step up and talk about, you know, maybe a topic that they really enjoy. So we're really excited to bring more people involved and get the whole thing really rocking and rolling here. So that's another part of our group that we're doing. So going on to Navigate. Greg and I have both been using the Navigate since it came out, well, I guess probably a month and a half or so anyways. And I really do think it is awesome for Manitech. It's going to be something a lot of people are going to really, really like. It's very simple, and there may be components in it that you won't use, but there'll be a whole lot of things that you will use. So if you don't know from other calls or whatever, I think Lydia did a great job on a previous call trying to get people to understand what Navigate is. But it is a system that Manitech is, I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty much 99.9% sure that Manitech is taking this system and going to be allowing it to be used by everybody in the very near future. It'll be launched. And it is a system that helps you, it's a tool. So the MAP program was brought out and it helps you to learn how to do network marketing, what is your dreams, what are your goals, make your list. make a proposal. That's all in Navigate. It's been put into the Navigate plotter. So it is part of Navigate now. Navigate is the next step in a way to what can I actually do, like action-wise? It's got an email compiler in there. What I really, really like about the email compiler is it's so simple to use. Like, I mean, I'm not really, really computer. Like, I use it every day, but this is just so simple. You go in, you put the person's name, you put the person's email address. It brings you to the next page. You pick a nice, pretty picture to put on the page. You go to the next page, and you compile a little thing you want to say in your email, or you can pick one of the little segments on the side that you, if you want to say what they already have written. But then you have over 1,000 videos that you can attach to that email. So, for instance, if someone's just interested in the Give for Real, you would just put in maybe Sam talking about the Give for Real and maybe a Give for Real video, and you would send that on to them. They would then get that email, and when they open the video to watch it, you get an email telling you that that video has been opened and that they've watched it. That's the only email you get, and then they get an email back, I believe, saying that, you know, thanks for watching the video. Doris will be back in touch with you to follow up and see how you liked it. That's it. There's no more, what do you call them, autoresponders. So one thing that I haven't liked about other systems that have been out there is the autoresponder. The constant every day for the next 6 months that you get an autoresponder, which you can't get rid of, telling you something more about Manatech or something. You know, it's annoying. I just never liked it. So, you know, some people might think that's a good thing. I personally didn't, so I don't use those systems. But with Navigate, it's more or less left up to you. You have to pick up the phone now or, you know, proceed forward with the follow-up. And the people have viewed what you've wanted to see. You know that, so you can follow up and ask them some questions or whatever. But it's left up to you now to continue the follow-up. It's more of a high-touch type thing. It's high-tech, but it's also high-touch. So you have to make that initiative. There has to be that relationship built, which is still very important, in my opinion, with Manatech and with the product and everything, is that you build that relationship as well. So Navigate is not necessarily, I mean, it does have websites that you can send people to and business cards that you can use, and I haven't even started to use some of those things yet. What I'm using it for is if I meet a new prospect in the bank or at the store or someone I've called and I say, great, you know what, now that I've met you, do you have your email address? Can I send you a little bit of information? What would you be interested in hearing more about? Oh, Amber Toast, hey, I can send you that. Manatech products or, you know, in general, or Manatech company, okay, I can send. And I come home and I compile an email that is specific to that person and I'll send it to them. And now after that, it's my job to follow up. And once I've gotten an email that tells me that they've actually gone in and looked at it. So that's one part, you know, that's the way we've been using it. Our business is a lot more going out, finding prospects, meeting new people, sending them information. If you're not out there every day meeting new people, you're not going to build a business. So you've got to be out there getting, you know, new contacts all the time. And that is something that you have to do. Nobody's going to find that for you. You've got to go out and do that yourself. You've got to be out there talking about the business and talking about the product to get new contacts. And then, this is just my own opinion, then you start to set them up and use the Navigate system to do it. Definitely, if you're doing internet marketing, it would be a great way to do it. I haven't found internet marketing myself to be all that profitable, but it is possible, definitely. If you want to set up your websites, you have 8 websites that are all different, anything from, I don't even know them all, healthcare, science, business, you can set them up and put a video there that you like for someone to watch as soon as they go to your landing page, and then they would send you their information and you would contact them when that's specifically looking for cold contacts. That's definitely something you can do with the system. put it out there, give out business cards about whichever type of thing that you want them to go to. But that's one good thing, too, is it is 8 different websites. If you've got 8 different business cards and you're talking to somebody, you pull out whatever you think is going to be their best way of taking a look at this. So lots of doors open for you there, that's for sure. Also with the Navigate, they have what's called an in-home workshop, and they give you a run sheet. This run sheet goes through exactly what you would do in 60 minutes, starting with introducing your host or your facilitator, if you have one, and if you don't, you are it. Exactly what you need to have at the presentation, and using the DVD. So you would start off with, introducing the host, telling them a little bit about why the people are there or why you're there, what you're going to see. You show a 20-minute DVD that is the Navigate business presentation. And then after the business presentation, you can ask a few people to share testimonials. That could be product testimonials, business testimonials, Navigate testimonials, anything that, they want to share. Keep it short. And then close the meeting with a call to action. Who wants to get going? Who wants to start? They're pretty simple presentations. These are the type of presentations that we'd like to get going all in little small areas and homes and different, wherever. And then bring people together to a bigger event or a presentation, 6-8 weeks later, or continue to work with those people. And I think a really big part of all meetings is to get another meeting. Whether another meeting set up at that same person's place or someone who's at the presentation who says, oh, wow, a few of my family members or friends would want to see this. Can you do the same thing at my house? And then they bring some people there, and that's how the business grows. It's always the way it has grown, and that's, there's no rocket science here. You need to just get referrals. Move over to their place, do a little meeting with 5 or 6 people there, and grow the business. So all these little home meetings, they lead up to big business. That's what I think anyways, and that's pretty much the way we're going to be doing it for a while. So as far as Navigate goes, does anybody have any questions about any of that so far? Somebody's chopping food or something.
Sounds like somebody's starting to build.
I have Doris?
Yeah?
I have a question. Paul in Missouri, have you used the Navigate with current and or inactive associates by sending them any stuff from? How has that gone?
Really, really well, actually. We had some business builders that had kind of, gone dormant somewhat, and a few, customers as well who I've tried it out with, and it's worked really, really well. A few business builders have come back saying, well, I need to find out more about this system. This looks really good. These videos are amazing. I don't know if anybody on the call has seen some of the videos, if Mary Jo sent any out or anything like that, but videos that they have, not only is every Manatech video that you've ever seen available through Navigate, because they've kind of, compiled everything all together, but Navigate itself, Rodney Gilchrist Platinum from Australia is the one that put this all together over about a 3-year period. He has compiled some amazing videos on there. They're just so wonderful. They're great to watch. They're very motivating, and then they're also very knowledgeable about the product, or they give a little more information. And so when somebody sees those, they say, wow, Manatech stepped it up a lot. They've really stepped it up a notch or two here with these videos. These are great. How do I send these out? So, yeah, definitely send, if you're starting to use Navigate, I would send out to old customers. I would send a video or an email just saying, hey, this is the latest from Manatech. Take a look at this. And, you know, have your, you know, some of your older business builders take a look at it. A lot of the business builders that we have are very excited about getting going with it. A few people already have, but they're very excited about it.
Great. Thank you. And hey, now what do you send them, like inactive associates? Do you send them the global business presentation or do you send them something else?
Well, like I said, it depends on what that person is about. If it's a business builder, I would send them maybe the business presentation from Navigate and let them watch that. Mm-hmm. You can actually send the whole, you know, 20-minute business presentation, but there is other,
right,
you know, shorter segments that you can send as well. If they were just a customer, I would send them maybe a Amber Toes video or, you know, whatever they were interested in before, I would send them again just to kind of reacquaint them. Just so easy to do. One day I sat down and I did exactly what you were talking about. I went through some of our business people. I wrote them down. I went through some of our customers and some of my old contacts that I never really, you know, followed up with very well. And in about an hour, I think I sent out 80-something emails. Because as soon as you go in, all your emails are archived. So if you want to send the exact same one out to somebody else, just go in, put their email address in, and press send, and it's gone to them too. So it's like in no time, you can have a lot of contacts then. So if you go to a show, say we have someone that's got a little show coming up on a Sunday afternoon. You know, I guess it's a pretty good show, but it's mostly going to be about product. We're just going to ask for people to give us their email address so that we can send them some information. We're going to then compile a nice Navigate email that says, you know, thanks for checking us out at the show. And, you know, we find this an easy way to get you some more information about the product, blah, blah, blah. Hook up a couple of emails on there or a couple of videos on there about some things they can watch because they're nice and quick and easy. And depending on what that person was interested in, we'll have a little question that will say, are you interested in more information on product? Interested in more information on business, and they click both or one or the other. And when we come home, we'll just send them either the one that's compiled for both, one that's compiled for either, or, you know, the product or business. Great. I mean, sometimes it's just good to even go back to your old customers who haven't ordered in a while and just send them an email with a video in it, which you could do without Navigate, is an email with just the Give for Real, a new video from Give for Real. Hey, look what Manitech's doing now. Look how many lives we've touched. Isn't it great? You know, just wondering if you need anything. Just something like that. It doesn't have to be too pushy. I'm not all about, you know, over-the-top pushiness or anything like that, but letting people know you're still around. Manitech is doing amazing things. You know, these products are amazing. You should still be on them. Whatever.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you. Thank you, Doris.
You're welcome.
I've got a couple quick questions.
Yep.
First off, you thought there was like 8 websites. Was that on the Navigate, or are you talking about like the template for on Success Tracker?
No, I'm talking about Navigate. Navigate has 8 different, I don't know if I'd actually call them web pages. They're more of a landing page, I guess.
Okay.
So they're specific so that you have 8 different business cards. Now, I think Lydia talked about this a bit, and they chose to use just 2 or 3 of them, and one of them being product, one of them being business, one of them being Give for Real. But there are 8 different, and I don't have them right in front of me here, and I haven't really even started using, you know, lots of different ones, so I don't know what they all are, but you actually do have 8 different landing pages, and with those landing pages, they're specific to, you know, whatever, I don't know, like women is one, I think, business and women or something, and then one with product, one with business, one with Give for Real. So then you would put whatever video you want on that landing page. When they go to the landing page, they're asked to, if they want more information, to fill out their information, and then you would get an email saying this person went to your landing page. So say you have 4 websites you're going to use out of the 8. You get 4 different business cards made. The business cards will have that, you know, www.navigate/sweetsuccess is ours. And then it would be too specific just to that, you know, that category, you know, business, product, if for real. So when you meet somebody and you're talking to them and they seem like they're interested in the business, they want to be your business partner, you would give them the business card. That would send them to the business landing page. They would then get back to you and say, yeah, this interests me. Here's my information. So there is 8, and that is with Navigate.
Do you pay according to how many of the websites that you want to have?
No, you pay just one set price, and you can use as much of it or as little of it as you want. But right now we're paying because we just wanted to get started with it right away because we heard, you know, we've heard about it, and Al said we could start right away and start paying for it if we wanted to. But from what I understand, and don't quote me on this because I'm not positive, but from what I understand, Navigate is going to be included with an all-star sign-up for free. So your yearly price will be paid for. Pardon?
Will that start January 21st when they start the new incentive, or do you know that?
I don't believe Navigate might not be introduced until Manifest. So if you wanted to get started with Navigate right now, you could, but you'd have to start on your own, and then probably afterwards you'd be included in that. I don't know because I don't know when it's going to start. They're in Hawaii right now finding that all out, so we'll know more.
Okay.
I would think Manatech would want to start it as soon as possible because that's what's going to, you know, help to grow more business and stuff. So, but the other thing is, too, is when it is included with an all-star pack when they sign up, and I could be wrong, this could be included with all packs, I don't know, but from what I understand, it's going to be included with the all-star pack, and it's also going to be included when that person renews. So you will never really have to pay for it if you're an all-star, as long as you're an all-star and a renewing business all-star. So for the regular customer who just comes in and signs up for the $159 pack, wants to take your products and stuff like that, they're never going to use Navigate anyway because they're just a customer. But for the business builder, it's going to be a full business builder package, and it will be included in that. So I think that's pretty cool. That's awesome that they're going to do that. There isn't going to be all these little fees if you want this and you want that and you want, you know, it'll all be just included.
I think that's an excellent idea.
That's enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more reason for someone to say they came in even as a customer and then, you know, eventually need to upgrade to All-Star, more reason to do that because it gives them their complete business package, everything that they need to do business.
Doris, this is Rebecca.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. First of all, that sounds awesome, the way to include that with an All-Star pack. That's awesome because you're a business builder. And I just wanted a couple things. I wanted to ask you are you using the in-home? I kind of didn't get on until a little bit later, but I wanted to know if you were using the in-home thing, Navigate things and how it was working for you. And I just wanted to, I did sign up and been using for a couple months, and I ended up, I won my iPad in about 2 or 3 weeks signing people up, and all I did was the Navigate system to do it almost completely, and it was totally positive as far as how it helped me move forward. So I wanted to give that plug-in for Navigate system. Yeah.
How did you do that? So what did you, like, you should be talking on this call. What did you do?
No.
What did you find?
Well, all I did was I'd get their number. I emailed, you know, somebody I meet or somebody I knew, and I said, can I send you a little short video? I'll get back with you in 24 hours. I would get on there, send them the Real Switch Challenge or the Business Overview, which either one. And then if I knew they were interested more in health, I'd send them maybe something on Ambertoast, send it to them. Mostly it was just the Real Switch Challenge, and I'd send it to them, they take a look at this, I'll give you a call back in 24 hours. And they say, yeah, I really liked it. And everybody was so excited about, I mean, they just really connected with what they saw. It was just awesome, and it was just so simple because I didn't have to spend a lot of time explaining things. The videos and everything did it all. And that's just the way it should be anyway. You know, you should, and when you're the introducer and then let somebody else do the presentation, and, you know, they saw it, and it was enough to convince them, you know. And it was just so simple. I mean, just get their, you know, create an email, you know, the way it's so simple on there, you know, you just put their information in, find out what they want, and then with all the, just the background, you can kind of, if you connect with what whoever that is, which one are they going to like? Are they going to like the social entrepreneur? Because I did that a lot, the social entrepreneur one, just the front page, that they look at when they, and then I, just put whatever video I thought they would connect with. And I had signed up a new position. I'm an existing associate, but I signed up a new position after ManaQuest when I saw the new things, and I signed up an EIN position, and I only had 2 people going into business period 13, and I needed 14, and actually I found them all in about 3 weeks. It just was, and the Navigate system was totally one of the things that helped. I don't think I could have done it without that.
I want to tell you so much for getting on the line and giving us that encouragement for all of us that are existing associates, because you know what? That is fabulous feedback, because that gives us hope that, okay, we've burned through all of our lists, but we know as we get out and continue to talk with people that we too can earn our iPad. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, it was a tough thing. I am so glad that you got on. Yeah, I had to push through a lot, but there was a lot of prayer and, just encouragement from my upline and that I could do it. So, and plus the Navigate system was those 3 things, the Navigate system, prayer, and my encouragement on my upline. So, yeah.
Awesome. And that's all we should be.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad that you came on and shared that, because that's exactly the same way I feel. It's very simple to use. I love the fact that you can compile that email exactly to the point of the background picture and everything on it. And the pictures are so cool and so nice. I mean, if you've got someone for social entrepreneurship and it shows all these hands coming together in one spot with these kids, and it's just like, oh, picture alone makes you want to watch the video. And then you put the video on, and it's Sam talking about how Mana Relief started, and how now they're changing the world with all these. And he just does this amazing talk from stage, and anybody that listens to that, I dare them to say no to this company. And that is there. And then you just, on top of that, when I'm doing the social entrepreneur and the Mana Relief one or whatever, the Mana Get for Real thing, I'll stick in another little video from one of the real Mana Relief videos from the kids and stuff. And anybody that looks at that is like, calls back, and they're just like, oh my gosh, I was crying when I saw that. Or, it's very emotional. You can get very attached to doing these emails, but you can, it's not just, because I found with Mana Pages, if I had my Mana Pages set up a certain way and a certain person went to that Mana Page and they would see the business side of it or get a whole, it just wasn't set to them. Each one of these can be set to that person, personalized to that person specifically by what you put in it, and still set it up with a beautiful looking background. You have to see it. If you want me to send you a Navigate email, send me an email and I'll send you a Navigate email. And you can see what they look like. And I can send you something I've already got compiled. So my email address is it's Chopper1, the number 1, so it's chopper1@rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S .com, chopper1@rogers.com. If you send me an email, I will just take your send, and I'll send you out one of the emails that I've compiled. If you want to put on that email, please send me an email on the Get for Real or social entrepreneurship, or send me just one.
Can
I can't do
that. Can you email again, please?
It's chopper, like the air, helicopter, chopper1@rogers.com.
Thank you.
So if you send me an email, I will send you an email from Navigate so that you can see what it looks like. And that way you get a little taste of what the system's going to be. And I pray that they bring this out before Manifest. Because Manifest is until April. And mid-April is too long to wait. We waited long enough for a lot of things. We've got our comp plan change. We've got, little raise here. We've got, so many good things going on. And just to wait to Manifest, in my opinion, to do this, it should be put out there as fast and as quick as possible for whoever wants to use it. If they want to actually introduce what's happening with it at Manifest, you know, and what's happened, like you, who just told your story, whoever that is, and what's your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Okay. Whoever, you know, people like you getting up there and telling them, that's how you won your iPad, with Navigate, by using, sending out these things to, you know, existing associates and old customers and new clients, new people, and this is how fast it worked for you. I mean, those are the stories we want to hear at Manifest. We want to hear how it's, you know, we want people excited about what's working for them. And I think that is, like, really important for me, is I always want to know how it's working.
Hello, would
so
you...
give me something.
Pardon me.
Tell me how
Doris
it's working.
Verify
yep.
your, Rogers. This is R-O-G or R-O-D-G-E-R-S.
Oh, R-O-G. It's a G.
Okay, thank you.
R-O-G-E-R-S.
Thank you.
Doris, did you... could you answer that question? Are you doing the question I had? I don't know if you remember that. Are you doing the in-home Navigate meetings? Because I'm thinking it's getting those going, and I haven't. I just wanted to know if they're working for you and how you've started doing them.
To be honest, I haven't had time to actually do them. But the meeting that we just had on Saturday with all the leaders that I was talking about, we gave out that run sheet, and I've asked everyone to, you know, look that over and to start to book presentations either with a facilitator coming in or on their own. And I would make sure they have the presentation to do, like the DVD or whatever they need. But we haven't actually, you know, we're just now starting to set those up. But I know from some other people that they are working well, and the actual video, the business presentation, is very, very good. So I have no qualms about knowing that would work.
I attended one a week ago at Mary Jo's house, actually, and it was excellent. And she follows it to the T. I mean, she does exactly what that sheet, you know, that the run sheet. And and there's a lot of interest following. I think the first meeting she had was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I think she had 2 or 3 sign-ups at that one. And then this last, the one that I was at, I think she had one sign-up and then a couple of people that were already associates that are kind of rekindling and restarting again. So I thought it was excellent.
Yeah. Good. Well, I think, you know, that's probably what I'll do to start with, is I'll actually do a promo one with old, you know, business builders, associates, people who are still building that want to look at doing this and having presentations. I might do one. Like, I think that Lydia said the first one they did was more so to introduce it to their associates and stuff and run it exactly the way it would be run, and then, you know, and people could see if they liked it to do it. Because you don't really want to do something unless you feel it's going to work for you. And everybody's different as to how they like to do things. So my thing will be to try it first with some associates coming over and taking a look at it and saying, okay, is this something you think you could do? Is this simple enough for you? Here it is. Like, it is. It's what Manatech has needed for a very long time, is something that's duplicatable but still exciting and written out for you. Because it's very hard for anybody to come into this kind of business and know, well, what do I do at a meeting? What do I do at a presentation? This is written down in 5-minute segments for 60 minutes, basically what you do, and 20 minutes of that is showing people a video. The other 10 minutes is giving a few testimonials. It doesn't matter if you did all the testimonials or you had 3 or 4 people there that shared, you know, what their testimonial is about whatever, whether it's business or product or what, but... it's a pretty simple 60-minute system. Pardon?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you say it's 5 20-minute segments? How long is the meeting?
The meeting is 60 minutes is what it's set out to be, but it's broken down into segments of what you should do. The run sheet is broken down into like 5 minutes is a, you know, open the meeting, 5 minutes of explain what Navigate is, 20 minutes of the video, 10 minutes of testimonials, 5-minute call to action. You know, it tells you exactly what to do in the call to action, too. You know, it's not just call to action. It's like ask people what they liked about the video. you know, are they ready to get started? You know, whatever. It's very well done. The way they do it, to me, it's very duplicatable. And as long as people continue to just duplicate, it should work.
Okay, so tell me, where do we get that so that we can look at that today?
The run sheet? If you send me an email to that email address, I can email it to you because I have it copied. I have it in an email.
Okay, when you say
if
Chopper,
you want to...
yes, it's Chopper, C-H-O-P-P-E-R, and then the number 1.
Right.
Perfect. I will do that. I will ask for a run sheet because we have a meeting scheduled Thursday night, and I'm just thinking what a great way to launch is just to do it this Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Go for it and let me know how it goes. So if I'm going to send this to you, you got to send me back an email and tell me how your meeting went.
I will. And tell me your name again.
It's Doris LaRock.
Oh, that's right. It was in that email.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Doris.
Doris, this is Rebecca again. I have a question. I don't know if you can answer it if you have done it. But, you know, if at ManaQuest we were given the MAP program, and, you know, I was going with that, and then now I'm just using a lot of the Navigate system. Are we still going to be using the MAP program, or is that something that have you thought that through, or did you use the MAP program at all?
Oh, yeah, I was a big part of the MAP, and I still use the MAP. I believe the MAP program was more for coaching purposes, and I think you need to have a coach. You need to be a coach, and you need to have a coach when you do the MAP program. So if you're going to do MAP, it's incorporated. Actually, I don't know if you're using Navigate, you would have gotten the Navigate Plotter, which is the booklet. And in the booklet, they have... Sorry, I'm getting echoed.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that in there too, but
It is the MAP. The MAP is incorporated into the Navigate program. And it will be even more incorporated. So they're working on that right now, getting kind of Holly working with, you know, they've actually had meetings on it and stuff. So it's not going to be gone away. But I really firmly believe that when you're doing the MAP, that you need a coach. You can't do it massive action type thing. You can't do a MAP with 20 people. You need to have one-on-one with a coach.
Hey, Doris,
so,
this is Paula.
Hi, Paula, how are you doing?
Hi. Okay, good. I wouldn't know if it was me. I just wanted to mention how much I've enjoyed using different aspects of Navigate. They have a card for everything in there. And, for example, they can have thank you for all your hard work. They have, you are close, alerts that you can send. So somebody that's close to a team bonus, somebody that's close to a new level, you can send them a special card that is, through the Navigate system. There's birthday cards. I sent Christmas announcements out for a Christmas party to my team, and they just loved it, being able to get in there. So I would use it as much as possible because you're just going to be showing your team exactly how great the system is.
Wow, you know what? I haven't even looked at it to that extent to see all of that, but that's fantastic because that's just another leadership tool to use as well as, many more reasons why it is going to be a great tool. Awesome. Thanks a lot for sharing that.
And another little card that they have is it's like a business card, but it's a little invitation to come to a meeting. And you can, if you're planning a workshop, you could just give that little card to someone and invite them to your workshop.
Yeah, and they're very nice, very good-looking little cards that you can give to invite someone to a workshop. So all of these things is just all really going to come together and be really exciting. It's going to be very good for me, and that growth is going to be huge, so get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'm about done here. I think we've had a great call, though, as far as getting any questions answered. And you guys are ready. It's the beginning of January, and you need to be ready to get out there and have some real excitement. But the most important thing is you got to talk to people. You have to be out there and meeting people and then, share whatever way you can.
Thank you, Doris. This is just excellent. excellent. And I think, you know, all of us are ready to start with the system, and we've all been looking for it, waiting for it, and we're ready for it. So now we just, you know, can sign up now or wait until Manitech gives it to us. So thank you so much for sharing.
We'll know more. I just make sure you're on the call next week because Mary Jo will be back with all the information that starts today, and so you will know more about when Navigate's going to start probably and how they're going to use it and a lot more about the incentive obviously that will start next week as well. So there's lots of good information. We'll be on the call probably next weekend or the 29th. Or I forget what day she said, but anyway. Get on the next couple calls for sure because you're going to have a lot of information on those calls and probably a lot of emails coming out of Manitech as well. It will be lots of good stuff.
And thank you, Doris. Thank you, Doris, for your go-giving spirit. Thank you very much.
No problem. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate you guys getting on this call with me. Okay, well, see you guys.
Doris.
Have a good week.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'm trying to get to make sure we're going the right way here, so better or not right now. Montgomery. Oh, they're underneath that. Come around and just shoot it at that place. Thank you.